Oh boy, Julius Caesar is having a moment. They're doing Julius X at the Folger Theater, but at the same time, they're doing Rome Sweet Rome by the Q Brothers at Chicago Shakespeare. Bree Sudia and Danielle Davis are in the company. What's it like being part of developing this new adaptation of Julius Caesar?
Adaptation? That's very good, Austin. I love that.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. I'm Austin Titchener, co-artistic director of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, now in its 19th year, number 983, Rome, Sweet Rome. Ten years ago, I spoke with the Q brothers, JQ and GQ, about their signature work, Othello the Remix. And now the Qs are back with another hip-hop adaptation of a classic. Rome Sweet Rome, written and directed by the Q Brothers Collective, is now playing at Chicago Shakespeare Theater through October 19th, and it's a very funny and surprisingly powerful take on William Shakespeare's Julius Caesar. My two guests, Bree Sudia and Danielle Davis, get two of the most show-stopping songs in the show. Bree and I did A Christmas Carol together last year at the Goodman Theater, and I've been a fan of Danielle's for years, so it was thrilling to talk with them about what it's like being part of this adaptation, starting with who's even responsible for that most excellent coinage. Either the Qs or the Chicago Shakes marketing
that's
people.
That's very good. I'm going to start every day with that. It's been awesome. It's been awesome. They're a wonderful group of humans who are making some really joyful, stupid, witty art, and we're really enjoying being a part of it.
And it's also a reunion for a lot of us.
Oh, very cool.
Marie and I are very near and dear friends. Yeah. We've worked with multiple folks in the cast. So it's a reunion back at the Pier. As I mentioned earlier, being in Chicago, it's all about new work. Yep. Something that's not new to Chicago audiences or to Chicago actors. So we're just wearing many hats and getting it done every day.
The prospect of rapping for me would send comic book lines of fear emanating from me. Are you guys comfortable with this form? You're both musical theater ding-dongs, in the words of Heidi Blickett's staff. Is this a new skill, rapping like this, or is this part of your toolbox?
Danielle has more experience than I do in this department. I really have started the first couple of weeks with a great deal of fear, and have found my way slowly. We've been doing a lot of sort of check-in warm-ups at the beginning of each day. And sometimes we are asked to, you know, do a couple couplets and put some rhymes together for the room. Sometimes there's a prompt, rap about your day, rap about how your body feels today or whatever. Mm-hmm. And generally I feel petrified, but I have found my way forward. Mm-hmm. And the musicality of musical theater definitely has played a role in starting to get more comfortable, and we have all bonded. But Danielle is old hat at this.
I have a percussion background.
So great.
Drumming, beatboxing, all that stuff. So coming in with that skill, yes, but learning the Q vibe. So the Q, was it Q tools you said?
The Q-tools? The Q-tools?
Learning the Q-tools. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there was a workshop earlier this summer where we were able to kind of get a sense of how the Qs like to do things. And their, you know, their poetic and rhythmic minds are incredible. Really, really impressive. And to be able to write such vivid humor and all these incredibly specific characterizations into the rhymes, and also have it be something that you can catch the first time around to an audience, is really an incredible skill. So we've been learning a lot from them, and they've been taking a lot from us too. Mm-hmm. Making some of the music. Danielle and I are both singers, so they've taken things that were really just beats and they've added more singing to it for us to be able to kind of show what we do and add a little bit of musical flair to the show.
So, I love it. Dropping the bars. Is that how the kids say it? Dropping bars.
Let's go with that.
It sounds good.
Who are you guys playing in this?
I'm playing Casca.
And she has a number that's become like a musical theater song.
I think it was supposed to just be a rap. But like Bree said, we're coming in with like the musical theater backgrounds that we have. So it transitioned more into like a gospel number, if you will.
Amazing.
Yeah. So there'll be some singing in there.
Yeah. And it's about bread.
Yeah.
It's a carb-based interpretation of the role. Yeah,
absolutely. And I'm playing essentially Calpurnia, Pernie,
Caesar's wife,
as we're calling her in this version. And she has a bit of a Nordic flair. And
where did they get that from? I wonder.
Me, I think I think.
I mean, just looking at you, yes, that makes sense.
Casting a 6-foot-tall, super white blonde lady in this show is a choice, and we're celebrating it.
Dun, da, da, super white blonde lady.
Senator's Roman,
and everyone gets up at 6 a.m.
Rome, we dominated all of this. We own Djibouti, more decadent than Dubai. We live in Rome. Where dollars is the politics, and if you want a piece of the pie, you better be super fly.
I'm Allison Keys, and you're listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast.
Where can you RSC the RSC? This fall of 2025, we'll be performing all the great books abridged tonight at the Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville, Arkansas, and on October 23rd at Pepperdine University in Malibu. Then we'll perform The Ultimate Christmas Show abridged in Washington State at the Edmonds Center for the Arts on December 3rd, in Olympia, Washington on December 4th, and the Capitol Theater in Yakima on December 12th, as well as the Reeser Center in Beaverton, Oregon on December 10th. Sign up for our newsletter or check out the touring page at our website, ReducedShakespeare.com, or our social media pages for venue and ticket information. Now back to my conversation with Bree Sudia and Danielle Davis, talking about how they're embracing the contradictions inherent in the Q Brothers' Rome, Sweet Rome, now running at Chicago Shakespeare Theater through October 19, 2025.
Yeah, we're leaning in.
It's all you can do. Lean in. Lean into the moment. And let's talk about the moment that we're in that you're performing this play. I mean, Shakespeare's Julius Caesar is a cautionary tale about the unintended consequences of political violence. But you mentioned joy and stupidity and cleverness, and I think you're 100% right that sometimes joy and satire and comedy is sort of the only weapon a lot of us have in these troubled times. Is that a thing you're finding in the rehearsal room?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we have a great deal of fun together. We start every day with laughter. We laugh a lot along the way. And we're also, the sort of initial frame of the show are a lot of characters that are more direct, directly recognizable political figures. Mm. And then we sort of let those fall away and move more into Julius Caesar land. But we have to kind of acknowledge in some way that these figures are connected to the whole political scope of our current time. And so people are going to see what they're going to see. They're not going to be surprised. So when you see a character that comes out and raps about
Universal healthcare,
or body's autonomy, yeah, you know, you're going to assign them someone familiar. And
sure.
But I think that we're really looking at the layers of that. And
yeah,
I do think as the show begins performances and previews, I think the team is definitely going to be continuing to try to shape what that is as we day by day move through the world and finding the balance of satire and not trying to prescribe anything too specifically to an audience, which I'm sure is the challenge of every Julius Caesar production happening.
Yeah, I would imagine. I would imagine that yes, you this that thing that you're talking about acknowledges to the audience that we all know that we're in this moment watching this performance of this play in this moment, and let's acknowledge that and now tell the story that we want to tell and let the echoes fall. Fall where they will. Have you guys worked with the Qs before?
First time.
Really?
First time.
Wow. Yeah. That's incredible. I mean, I think it's great. And I can't remember whether we said this already, but you're not on the ground floor of this,
the dress circle.
The dress circle of this brand new production. And I can't wait to see it because we need comedy and a comedy about the unintended consequences of political violence is as we record on Friday, September 12th, that seems maybe more necessary than ever. Mm-hmm. You guys feel that in the room?
Yeah. I mean, we definitely, comment on the world around us. Can't be oblivious to it. But it is just finding the moments where we can laugh as a collective, finding moments where we can add humor into the play. So some stuff is still getting added in to bring more light to the moment. But yeah, you can't exist and not know.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, except for one more thing, which I'll share with you in about 60 seconds, so stick around. The Q Brothers' Rome Sweet Rome, featuring my two guests, Bree Sudia and Danielle Davis, runs at Chicago Shakespeare Theater through October 19, 2025. Go to chicagoshakes.com for more information. Then send us your adaptations via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com, or throw a comment to us over on the socials or on our own actual website, reducedshakespeare.com, or visit my website, theshakespeareans.com. Thanks as always to lean and hungry looking Matthew Croak, web services by Ginger Power Limited, music by John Weber and Garage Band, and this week by the Q Brothers Collective. Our random fan shout out this week goes to Joe Katana. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to Allison Keys from National Public Radio. And as always, thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 983 2949ths of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
You guys are doing the Lord's work, and I can't wait to see the performance. Thank you so much for taking time out of rehearsal and giving me a little taste of what I'm going to see, what we're all going to see. I can't wait.
Yeah. Thank you, thanks for chatting. And we hope that you enjoy it when you come on down to the pier.
I'm sure I will text you and say I'm out front.
Okay. Fabulous.
We'll come say hi.
I don't demand a refund, but I do want a hug.
Okay. That sounds good.
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reducedshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.